Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So newlyweds are being slammed after they updated their Facebook statuses mid-ceremony. So obviously the priest goes, "I now declare you married," because they all speak like that.
Yes. Okay.
All of them. And then they paused, and then the guests had to sit there and watch them go and change their statuses on Facebook from single to married.
So you can't wait. Can't wait till later.
That's how you do it in 2019.
No, man. No.
I think it's quite romantic.
No.
No.
Don't lie. You don't think it's quite romantic. You just don't want to think what I think, and you just want to rub me up. You don't
think
that.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
That is where technology
is working for us.
It's romantic. Mm. It's romantic for us.
Is
it? Right there and then. And then later that night, after they've... You know, sometimes that's the worst thing for me, though, hey? You've been at a wedding where the bride and the groom are a lack of vainness.
Yeah.
Have you been at a wedding where they fight?
No.
I've been.
On the...
Bro.
Shoo.
No honeymoon.
Joe?
Car door slamming.
Which weddings are these that you go
to? Yeah,
through?
Joe, but you must focus also. Your wedding's coming up.
Not like next week, so I still have time.
Yeah.
I know of a couple who had a fight at the main table.
Oh.
But could you hear? Because if you can't hear, then what's the use?
I'm there for that. If only weddings would be that interesting.
No one else could see it, but I've been told that apparently this couple had a fight because the husband apparently allegedly didn't tell his wife that she looked beautiful in his speech. Apparently.
Was this you? Oh my goodness.
What? Oh
wow. And,
imagine fighting for a couple.
Also, talking about weddings, when I do attend weddings, which doesn't often happen, in the church, when the guy goes, "Is there anyone here present who has?" I sit there and I'm dying for someone to put their hand up.
Ooh.
Like, just once.
Have you never been to a wedding where
never,
that happened? Anybody?
Never.
Anybody?
Don't you want to be that person one day?
I'm thinking about it.
I think you should get up and then be like, "Oh, sorry, just my phone."
Joe, man, when's your wedding?
Not next week.
So what do you think about that? Is it romantic or is it ridiculous? Romantic or ridiculous? 0848500942. Mid-ceremony, they changed their statuses on their Facebook to married.
Oh. Morning, Martin and team. I went to a friend's wedding where there wasn't a fight, but that's because the groom was so drunk that he passed out in his groomsman's cottage, and the bride slept in our cottage with a group of friends, and we, as her friends, undressed her on her wedding night. The next morning, the groom was walking around still in his tuxedo.
Oh, no!
Sure.
Doing a walk of shame at your own wedding.
At your own wedding! But it's not even.
Is it Bodil?
Yes, correct.
From Kempton, how are you?
Good in yourself, Martin.
Right, do you still know these people?
I do, and they're happily married,
really?
Believe it or not. Yes.
So when did they have their actual honeymoon? Did they fight for days, or did they make up, kiss and make up, and then...
Well, the funny thing is, Martin, is that the next morning the bride was really, like, okay about it, because she says that's just who he was, like... He got drunk, he passed out, and that's what happened. But
that's wonderful.
Everybody around them was like, what's happening?
A little bit weird. Did she wake up without a dress on, and she was like smiling and loosening her hair in the sunlight, and then she realized, oh, gosh,
she looked beautiful the next morning. So I think she was just happy that she got married.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something, and I know this is not quite the time to discuss it, you know, kids in the car and stuff, but the whole honeymoon thing as well, it's a lot of pressure and you're tired because there's a lot of tension and stress for starting it.
Yeah.
So that's why she was maybe relieved.
To get a nap. A full night's sleep.
Yeah. To get like just like a lack of chill.
Maybe
wake up with a friend.
That's why she woke up happy.
Nails. Yeah.
Because she had like imagine 8 hours sleep.
Yeah.
Your magic.
Not him there laying there snoring on the first day and farting in bed. Like, oh good.
Well,
she probably woke up.
It was a really, really good evening for us as her friends to know that she spent her wedding night with all her best friends.
Okay, now you've crossed the line. That's just creepy.
It's
too far.
No.
It's too much.
No.
You just made it creepy. Thanks for the call. Cheers.
Bye.
Wow.
But it's also great that...
Hold on.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochend is a frech lekker ochend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda. FM.